This morning in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to have our special feature, and that is when we read from the Rockcliffe Review. That is the bulletin that we pass out to those who attend with us on Sunday mornings at the meeting house at Rockcliffe. It contains little news about things at church and announcements of things coming up and something about the sick and who to send cards to and to pray for and such as that. It's a wonderful family that we are, a spiritual family when we gather together like this. You know, I was watching something the other day about longevity. And it was talking about the keys to those who live long and healthy lives. And it says the four ingredients to longevity, the things that promote such longevity, are diet and exercise and community and purpose. And I was struck with how God has provided us community and purpose by way of His church. And so that's what our bulletin is about. It's like a little spiritual family newsletter. But every time we also have a feature article in there, and often I use that space to talk about the sermon that I'm going to preach that morning. And this particular morning I was preaching from the 51st Psalm. I want to read that psalm to you and then read to you from the Rockcliffe Review. This psalm has this superscription: for the chief musician, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this wickedness, which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, and burnt offering, and whole burnt offering. Then will they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Now let me read from the Rockcliffe Review. I titled this, Have Mercy Upon Me, O God. Children of God are taught to pray for forgiveness in Acts 8:22 and 1 John 2:1. With discernment, the 51st Psalm can serve as a model for such a prayer. A German Luther commentator from the 1500s wrote, "This psalm is the brightest gem in the whole book, and contains instruction so large and doctrine so precious that the tongue of angels could not do it justice to the full development. There's an ancient inscription that says, a Psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. We know the story. David not only committed adultery, he had Bathsheba's husband killed to cover his crime. Thus David spake of his blood guiltiness in Psalm 51:14. It was when Nathan the prophet confronted his king with, Thou art the man, that David came to himself. In 2 Samuel 12 and verse 13, David said, I have sinned against the Lord. And in 2 Samuel 12:16 through 17, it tells us, David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. The 51st Psalm is David's prayer. He began with a plea for mercy. He prays, Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. He makes no excuse or no attempt to justify himself. He does not blame others. He confesses, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Psalm 51, verses 1 through 3. We may find it strange that David says, Against thee, thee only, have I sinned. David had sinned against Bathsheba, against Uriah, against his own family, against his own people, even against himself. We should remember that psalms are poetry that employ exaggeration for effect. Ultimately, all sin is sin against God, and that's what David is emphasizing here. He goes on to say that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Paul quotes this to justify God's wrath in Romans chapter 3 and verse 4. Continuing with exaggeration, David says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51 and verse 5. Now that's not, as the New International Version says, surely I've been a sinner from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. David was not born sinful. He was born into a world of sin, and he had taken part in it himself. It has been said that you could be born in a potato patch, but the potatoes are not in you until you eat them. David knew sin would separate him from God. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51 in verse 11. David also knew that sin problem was a heart problem. And forgiveness means he would need to repent from his heart. He writes, Thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part shalt thou make me to know wisdom. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Psalm 51, 6, 10, and 12. David knew the ritual of the law and said, Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalm 51 and verse 7. But he also knew that he could not be saved by ritual alone. God seeks a spiritual sacrifice. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, 16 and 17. It is when we seek God from the heart that our appeals to him are acceptable. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Psalm 51 and verse 19. Like Paul, having known the grace of God that he will teach others, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness, O Lord. Open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Psalm 51:13-15. Knowing his sin would affect others, David prays, Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Psalm 51:18. This is a psalm that teaches us the reality of sin, the pain and suffering it brings, the broken heart that we should have in regard to it, and the loving kindness and tender mercies of God. This is a psalm that shows us how to pray for pardon. And so that was the reading from the Rockcliffe Review, and that summarized somewhat the sermon that was going to be preached that morning. We read from the Rockcliffe Review in the Warren County Radio Bible School, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're going to return to the Sunday school lesson we have been studying. It is about Samuel and his farewell to Israel. And we read in this that Samuel had prayed for the people on different occasions when they were in great distress and when they had sinned. Samuel is placed in the Bible among those who have the greatest power of God with prayer. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not. When the people realize their dependence on God, fear him, tremble at his word, and approach him with reverence and awe. But then he says, Fear not, because God is going to be forgiving. Ye have indeed done all this evil, Samuel said. Although they had sinned, God would still bless them, if they would from that time on continue to obey him and turn not aside from following him, but serve him with all the heart. This service must be sincere and hearty with the whole heart. They must not go after vain things, that is, idols or the nothings, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For Jehovah will not forsake his people, upon the condition that they continue now to obey him and turn not after these vain things. Although they had sinned and deserved to be cast off, yet God was merciful. If they would obey him, he would not forsake them for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Jehovah to make you a people unto himself. On this point, you might want to read also the pleadings of Moses to Israel in Exodus 32:7-14, and in Numbers 14:13-26, these men, like Moses and Samuel, pled with the people of Israel to obey God and keep his commandments, and so all preachers do today. There's much strength and consolation in being a people unto God with full purpose of heart to serve him. Samuel promises to pray for them. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and in verse 23, Moreover, as for me, be it far from me that I should sin against Jehovah in ceasing to pray for you, but I will instruct you in the good and right way. Only fear Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Well, we're going to continue with this in our next Sunday school class and study those verses in a little more detail. And so I would invite you to keep your radio tuned to this channel and join us in the next class.